The views of this program are not necessarily the views of KJLL Radio, its management, or its sponsors. The host is solely responsible for its content. Enjoy.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey there, fellow foodies across Southern Arizona. Thank you so much for tuning in. This show that we have in store for you is all about celebrities, and you are in for a treat for the entire hour here on this September 8th edition of On the Menu Live. Speaking of celebrities, calling in just a few minutes is going to be the host of the new Food Network, the hot show on the Food Network, the Sandwich King, the winner of Season 7 Next Food Network star, Jeff Morrow himself, is going to be taking some time with us to talk about his exciting new show, and we're going to be ushering our listeners into the presence of royalty in the second half of our show, because the newly crowned Iron Chef of Tucson from the Lodge on the Desert, Ryan Clark, is going to be in the house. We're going to be talking to the new Iron Chef and find out what it takes to go up against one of the best chefs in all of Southern Arizona and to come out victorious in this classic throwdown competition that we celebrate each and every year. Being with us now for the full hour, sitting in our celebrity co-host seat for the full show, the Tucson community manager for Yelp.com is Corey Dane.
Woo-hoo!
What's going on, brother?
I feel like I need like a cheering section here.
Yeah, this is how it works.
I mean, this fantastic.
I work very hard throughout the week, and I get in this seat, I strap on this headset, and I just go crazy.
I love it. I don't know that anyone else has called me a celebrity, so Matt, you are the first, and I love it. I love it. People need to think that.
I hope this is our your first of many, many return engagements as our celebrity co-host.
Awesome.
Look, I have long been a fan of this idea, Yelp.com, and I got to know you against the backdrop of our common passion for great food and great entertainment and great value in Southern Arizona. For the listeners out there that might not have any idea, what the heck is Yelp.com?
What is Yelp? So at its core sense, it is a website that connects people with great local businesses here in town. So if you are searching for a restaurant, if you're searching for a great place to hang out at night and grab a cocktail, if you're searching for a babysitter, a real estate agent, a lawyer, you can turn to Yelp.com right here in Tucson and read local reviews written by your friends and neighbors.
So it's not just about restaurants. You know, it's gotten a lot of attention around the restaurant scene, but as you said, people looking for doctors, people looking for lawyers, in addition to a great happy hour on a Saturday night, Yelp is the place to be.
Yeah, it really runs the gamut. And what people are shocked to realize is that when it started back in 2004, when Jeremy, our CEO, was in San Francisco looking for a doctor, he was like, there's got to be a better way. I can't find one. And he was turning to people, he was turning to his neighbors, and in trying to find somebody that he could turn to that would provide him a great service. And the website was kind of built off of that. So it didn't even start really as this big restaurant reviewing site. It's obviously come to be that when you start to think about what people are doing with their week. Hopefully they're going out to eat more than they're going to the doctor. But yeah, it's all on there at your fingertips.
Yeah, one of the things that I've really sort of celebrated about what the benefits that Yelp provides is, you know, people are really starting to consider Yelp as part of their sort of standard decision making process to decide on a product or a service. Particularly on the food and wine and beverage side of things. So if they're thinking about trying out a new restaurant for the first time, or they're trying to find out what people are thinking, Yelp really has become this destination, this really authority for wisdom in the community from fellow users.
It's true. And, you know, even though it's still a little bit new in Tucson, it's really exciting when I'm out and I hear people at tables next to me who are like using Yelp terminology and have like, you know, immersed it in the vernacular. So it's like, oh man, you know, this glass of wine is Yelp-tastic, or, you know, various other forms of the word Yelp have, you know, kind of become great descriptors as people are like out and about drinking and eating all over town. It's really fun to hear.
I love it. Well, you know, speaking of Yelptastic, there's something going on this week that's really exciting. You've got this great sort of battle of the appetizers called Yelp has an app for that, and all of our listeners can really get engaged in all the excitement. Talk a little bit about this event.
It's true. It's so cool. You know, a lot of people know us to be a great resource for reading and writing reviews, but we also do killer events in town. This is the biggest to date here in Tucson. It's called Yelp has an app for that, as you said. And basically, basically Tucsonans can go out and eat at one of 18 different restaurants, pay $5 for an exclusive appetizer that these chefs are offering for only this week, so you got to get out before Sunday when it ends. And it's a really cool way to introduce yourself to maybe restaurants that you had never been to. You know, $5 isn't a whole lot of money to commit to something.
Right.
And these are appetizers that they've never had on the menu before, so they're sort of new to you when you're going out to eat them. You go, you get the $5 appetizer, you vote on your little ballot, either 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 stars, you drop it in the ballot box, and we're putting these chefs head-to-head, like you said, fork-to-fork, we're saying, competing for the best appetizer bragging rights in town.
Well, you've made it really easy for the restaurant guests, and what I love about it is you've challenged the creative nature of the chefs to say, hey, you can't just throw out something that you've been cooking for 2 years or for 3 years. Think creatively about something brand new that's not on your menu, and offer that up for people to come in, try, fill out the ballot card, and put it in the box, and then I'm sure a high security, you know, Brinks armor truck is going to take the ballot cards somewhere to you or to some, you know, how are the
exactly what's happening.
How's that all going to happen?
So we are bringing in two more community managers. So I am the community manager for Yelp here in Tucson. We're bringing the community manager for Phoenix, just an hour and a half away, our girl Lindsay up there. And then Katie, our community manager in LA, our LA community manager of the Stars, she's going to be flying in. So the two of them are going to count up the votes. They're going to audit them. I'm going to be completely removed to keep it all safe and happy. And then we're going to announce the big winner of this week-long promotion next week, next Tuesday at the Fox Theater.
At the Fox Theater?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's a great backdrop for some sort of a big event like this. What are your plans for that event?
Oh, it's going to be huge. So at 7 o'clock, we're gathering close to 300 people.
Wow.
All 18 restaurants are coming down to the Fox, so totally complimentary. They're going to be sampling light bites. We're going to have New Belgium Brewing there, sampling some brews. Lulu B. Wine's going to be tasting a couple different wines. We're going to have various other people who are coming down there to share their local talents as well. And as we get closer to 9 o'clock, we're going to pack everybody into the theater. We're going to have some great live music. And then finally, the announcing of the winner. Yelp has an app for that, 2011.
Oh, that's going to be great. So how can people learn more about this event and make plans to attend?
Head to yelp.com/events. You can read all about the evening, and you can also respond. So while it's a complimentary event, there is no at-the-door day of entry. So you really want to get there to yelp.com/events and go ahead and RSVP for free.
That's great. We're talking to Corey Dane, Tucson Community Manager for Yelp.com, about this great appetizer battle going on in the Old Pueblo. Yelp has an app for that. 18 participating restaurants rolling up their sleeves to come up with some of the great creative appetizers. For only $5, you can dance across the spectrum of 18 restaurants, try them all, and vote for your favorite. Now, there's a couple that I want to sort of pick out because I've heard about some of these things.
There's
some
tasty ones.
These are great. Over at Jack's Kitchen on Oracle and Ina, they got something called Goat and Pig Love.
Yeah, I mean, come on. With a name like that, it's got to be delicious.
Right away, homemade goat cheese tart with a chorizo vinaigrette with braised apples.
Yeah.
I mean, stop. It's unbelievable.
Fantastic. And if you follow them on Facebook, you can actually see a photo of it, which looks ridiculously delicious.
Yeah, we love everything that Brian Metzger and his team have done. And over at The Abbey on Sunrise and Kolb, he's got pigs in a pretzel. So goat and pig love at Jack's, pigs in a pretzel at Abbey, which is Kobe beef cocktail dogs wrapped in a homemade pretzel with stout mustard.
Yeah, updated version of, you know, classic when you were a kid, right?
Oh,
I mean, delicious Kobe beef wrapped up in a pretzel. It's not to love.
This is great. And then I saw a picture just a little bit earlier this afternoon on Renee's Organic Oven, of course, Sabino Canyon and Tancaverde, of her appetizer for this competition. It's a Capre Say What burger, grass-fed a beef burger on a gorgeous focaccia roll with fresh basil, fresh mozzarella, some tomatoes from Wilcox, and lovingly drizzled with some pesto mayo. This sounds like a real treat.
It's amazing. It's one that I actually had. I had it for lunch yesterday, and it was absolutely unbelievable. I was a little nervous when she brought it over to me because the size is such that you think you need to order something else. But she packed so much flavor and so many awesome ingredients onto this plate. I was full after eating this thing. And, you know, for $5, I said, Renee, you've got to get this on the menu. After this battle, this has to be something you give to your diners. You owe it to them.
You know, your guests demand excellence. So,
right.
Corey Dane, as you're sort of evaluating all of the great, appetizers across the 18, are you sort of, you have a punch card that you're making your way through? Have you been to all 18?
I haven't been all 18. You know, we're just a couple days in, so we're giving people through Sunday to go ahead and hit up all 18. And I've been to probably about 7 so far, and I have to say, I have loved everything I've had so far. You know, there's such a wide range out there of vegetarian options. So Janos Wilder downtown at Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails is doing this gourmet popcorn. You've got the beef slider that we just talked about, the goat cheese. There are just so many different options. There's certainly something for everyone, and I just love to eat. You know, when it comes down to it, I love to eat. So I'm like sitting there with my ballot card. Just just circling stars, giving everybody fives. It's great. I love it.
Well, you know what? You and I both love to eat, and you know I like to drink, and you probably do too on occasion.
It's true.
I mean, in your business, I think that's part of the territory.
Exactly.
We've come to this part of the show, which has a special place in my heart because we get to engage in a passionate conversation about the wonderful world of wine. One of the great wine characters in all of Arizona, from Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, the lovely Yvonne Fouché. Welcome up.
Man, how's it going over there?
We are talking some great appetizers. We're talking some great celebrity food news in Southern Arizona. And, you know, you're one of our favorite celebrities as well, Yvonne.
Well, likewise, Matt. I'm one of your biggest fans. I got the radio on right now.
Oh, I'm blushing. You've made me blush. And I sense a tinge of rosé in the cheeks of Corey Dane.
It's true. It's true. I've got a special place for Yvonne, right?
How you doing, Corey?
Doing well.
Anyway, so, you know, you have spent all of this week thinking creatively about just that right wine, that perfect wine that you want to showcase as the Catavinos Wine of the Week for this week. The drum roll is sounding in majestic fashion, Yvonne. What say you? What's the wine of the week?
Oh, I'll tell you. This wine of the week is just absolutely wonderful, in my opinion. It's produced by Casa Santos, and it's in Lisboa, Portugal. And what it is it's a red blend. And part of the problem with Portuguese wines is I have a very difficult time pronouncing their grape varietals. These are words we've never heard before, and they just have such an unusual array of grapes that are indigenous to their country that it's amazing. But this one has a Castelo, a Camarote, a Tinta Miúda, and a Toriga Nacional. Now, that one I can do.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah, I don't know any of those words, but they all sound delicious.
And that's just typical of Portugal. They their grape varietals are just, like, not familiar to Americans here. And this wine, it's my wine of the month this month, so it's in the wheelbarrow, and I just couldn't believe what a screaming stellar deal we got here, which is typical of Portuguese wines. So what it's got like these great, wonderful flavors of black fruits mixed with raspberries. It's got a little bit of spice on the end. It's got a little bit of a tannic finish, although it's not a real dry wine. So it's more of a cross between, almost approaching a New World style of a Portuguese wine. It's absolutely wonderful. And it sells for
$7.99. Wow.
Now, I had this in my tasting last week, and I had four cases in the shop. When I came back into the shop on Tuesday, there were six bottles, and they're all gone now. I'm waiting for a new shipment tomorrow.
Sounds like Corey Dane's been in the house.
This wine, when I put it out there and had people taste it, it just went through the roof.
So this great Portuguese red blend out of Casa Santos with all those lovely names that I could not pronounce. I'm leaving the hard part to Yvonne for only $7.99. Our listeners might be scratching their heads wondering, how in the world can you get a delicious bottle of wine for as inexpensive as $7.99? In fact, Yvonne stocks more than 350 wines from all across the world, and they're all under $15 a bottle. And Yvonne tells me that she has basically rejects 30 to 40% of every wine that comes into the store, so you know that you're going to have a great taste experience and do that in an affordable way.
Actually, Matt, I reject 30 to 40 wines for every one I bring in.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
So do that
talking,
math.
Yeah, what is that, 3,000?
I'm going to believe you. You pronounce the words right, you're doing the math right.
You seem to know a lot.
Anyway, so we've got about another minute remaining. What is this great theme that you have built the tasting around this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday?
Well, you know what, Matt? We're in a month-long celebration here. I opened the shop on September 5th of 2007. So this is Catavino's birthday month. So we've got all kinds of fun, wonderful things going on. And this week what I've done is I went through and I picked out all the customers' favorites. So this week, instead of having six wines all weekend, we're having different six wines every day, because I had to narrow it down from about 50 that are my top sellers. So I'm cycling through 15 different wines this week, a different six every night. And tonight we've got a wonderful Verdejo, a Pinot Grigio, a Tempranillo Crianza, we've got a Garnacha, we've got a Zin, we have a red blend. We just have some really great wines. It was really hard to pick out the tastings this week. But so we're celebrating our customers this week by doing what they like.
That's right. And, you know, Yvonne always has the hearts of her customers in mind. There's always a special thing that you're going to learn. You're going to make some great new friends. Again, go out to Catavinos tonight, Friday and Saturday, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. And just have a life-changing experience and do it all against the common passion for great wine. Yvonne, thanks so much for everything that you do. Can't wait to come down there and get my hands on some of that Portuguese red.
Oh, you're going to love it, Matt. You're going to have a new favorite, I'm telling you.
Thanks so much, Yvonne.
Bye now.
We're going to take a quick 60-second commercial break to learn a little bit more about Catavinos. And when we come back, I think we're going to be talking to the Sandwich King. Jeff Morrow from the Food Network is going to be with us. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the intergalactic headquarters of KJLL AM 1330. The Jolt with my celebrity co-host, Corey Dane from Yelp.com.
Yeah.
We have a lot of fun with Yvonne, don't we?
We do. Yeah, and I should mention, too, she's probably going to be at the Fox next week doing some samplings of wine for our very elite Yelpers, our most positive and active, influential Yelpers in the community. She's going to be pouring very small tastes for them in an exclusive little lounge we've got set up. So we're excited to have her on board to share her learnings.
That's great. You know, I love going down to her tastings because, you know, I swear every single time I return home from Catavinos, I have several more people from my Christmas card list. I mean, it's like a growing family down there.
It's true.
I love it. Anyway, this is really exciting moment. I mean, we continue to break food radio news, food radio business, and Corey Dane, there's a gentleman who began his career as a private chef at the Chicago corporate headquarters for a large mortgage company. He parlayed that passion for food into personality, and then he did some time as a stand-up comic, and now he has survived as the victor. He's the winner of Season 7's Next Food Network Star, and now the host of his own show called The Sandwich King. Jeff Morrow is in the house.
What is happening?
We're having a great time.
Hey, Jeff.
Bobbin and Weaving here. Guys? We are so excited for you. You know, we had a group of folks in Southern Arizona that were pulling for you the whole time. Now, no disrespect to your competitors. I think this was probably some of the most competitive events that we have seen throughout this season. So we congratulate you on everything that you did and congratulate you on hosting this great new show called The Sandwich King. Give us an idea, Jeff Morrow, about, you know, you've been watching this show season after season after season, and we're wondering, what was that crystallizing moment that made you say, I'm going to give this a shot?
You know what, to be honest with you, Matt, it was my third attempt. I started, the first attempt I did, to get on the show was season 4. I made it pretty far in the casting process, went all the way to New York for, you know, a 24-hour audition, whatever, at Chelsea Market, which is really exciting.
Right.
I was crushed when I found out I didn't make it. So the year after that, I gave it another kind of, not 100% determined shot there. But I sent in another video, and I took a year off, and then this year I sent in the thing, and I said, you know, this is my time. And it's funny because my wife even told me, she goes, are you sure you want to submit this tape? And I said, yeah, why? She's like, because if you send this tape, you know you're going.
Oh, wow.
You're going to get passed. I'm like, no way. She's like, just be prepared for our lives to change. I go, okay, what, you know?
So you went into this competition, you know, knowing you had the confidence, the look of confidence in your eyes. You had that, you know, the eye of the tiger, as it were. Now, Bob Tushman, the general manager of the Food Network, said that Jeff has the perfect mixture of strong culinary chops, a breakout personality, and boundless food passion, a true triple threat that we value in our stars. And you've got the whole package, Jeff, and now you've got your own show. How does that feel?
It's ridiculous. You know, I did it yesterday. It's been 3 weeks since the win, since the finale for Food Network Stars. So, and I spent two of those weeks, you know, flying in and out of eight cities in 11 days doing this book tour for the Food Network Star book and, you know, running around. So it really hasn't soaked in until this last week when I had some downtime and I was on my Facebook and I had to update my job, you know, where it says in your, and I was like, I had to take off, you know, private corporate chef at guaranteed rate, and they're like, who's, and it says, who's your employer? I said, Food Network. And I said, I host my own show, Sandwich King. I said, that's my job, you know? You know, my son's starting preschool in a couple weeks, and I had to put down what my job is on these application forms. I'm like, I'm on-air personality for Food Network.
Now you know it's real. Now, is your son? Have you given your son the the meat hammer to pound out that brajol like you did on your pilot?
You know what? I said it on the pilot until he turns three. He doesn't turn three for another 2 weeks, so I'm going to bide my time. My cabinets and wood floors will thank me, I'm sure.
Let me ask you this: we've got a text that has come in asking, are you now wearing your red headband, Jeff Morrow?
No, it's actually in a sealed vault, which is in my basement, guarded by you know, two very large Eastern European men with Uzi.
This is an issue of national security, indeed.
Anyway,
Sandwich King, Sunday mornings at 11:30 in the morning. Now, we're curious as to, you know, what was the biggest surprise? So you have in your mind how this whole season works, how this whole competition works. What was your biggest surprise when your feet were on the ground and this competition got underway?
You know, first off, right off the bat, the sheer number of contestants. I mean, in previous seasons, it was anywhere from like 8 to 12 at the most. And that we had 15 people, really daunting, because it's like, man, I start doing the math in my head, even with like two eliminations. You know, I got 10 weeks to go, 14 people to knock off if I want to win this.
Wow.
That is not going to be an easy task. And then how real the challenges are. You know, you watch reality TV, you have a certain, you know, predetermined view of reality television in your mind, but it's real. I mean, we're really away from home that long. You're really living with 14 other whack jobs. They really give you an hour to cook, you know, lobster three different ways and only a minute to think of what you're going to cook,
wow.
You know? So that stuff, the challenges were very stressful.
How many recipes do you go in with? I mean, you know, for someone who thinks they can just kind of wind up at an audition and get, you know, popped on the show, how many recipes do you actually have in your back pocket to pull out for these competitions?
You know what? I had a notebook of just ideas, and I literally made a list before going, you know, days and weeks before going, where if I get chicken, I could do it this way. You know, obviously all sandwiches, you know, I can make this, 10 things for chicken, 10 things for pork, 10 things for beef. So it was more mental, you know. I mean, I just, because I cook for a living and have for a long time, and that I, you know, practice what I preach as far as sandwiches on a daily basis, that I kind of have a, you know, cachet in my mind of stuff I can pull out at any time.
I love it. You know,
I was prepared just by working.
And you could watch The Sandwich King again every Sunday, learn a thing or two about great sandwiches. You know, it's not just ham and cheese and PB&J. It's chicken Vesuvio sandwich on a French roll with peas and mushrooms, a mortadella and fig focaccia nini. I can't even spell it, but it sounds delicious. Anyway,
perfect.
Jeff Morrow, thank you so much for all you've done. We know you're going to be the next big sensation on the Food Network for seasons to come. Congratulations again. We can't to see more of you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, man. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Jeff. We're going to take a quick CNN news break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we return, it's the Iron Chef of Tucson. Ryan Clark is in the house. Don't go away.
Sports. CNN Radio. I'm Jim Ribble. There's an electricity blackout in San Diego County, California. It stretches from at least San Clemente to the Mexican border. It happened during afternoon rush hour. San Diego gas and electric crews are trying to figure out what happened. The company says the problem appears to have started in Arizona, and nearly 1.5 million customers don't have power. Joe Pettigrew in San Diego says they're having a hard time making phone calls, too.
We're trying to call out, and cell phone reception's been pretty tough, so it's been interesting.
There's evidently a terrorist threat against the U.S. coinciding with the 9/11 anniversary. U.S. officials say they have specific, credible, but unconfirmed information. One source says Washington and New York were mentioned as possible targets. A government official says three suspicious individuals possibly entered the U.S., one believed to be an American citizen. President Obama is challenging Congress to pass his jobs bill. He unveiled that bill tonight. He also said he'll release a more ambitious deficit reduction plan September 19th. This is CNN Radio.
Guys, notice things are different now that you're a little older. Girls, notice your guy's not quite the man he used to be. Lower energy, more fat, lower sex drive. It all could be the signs of testosterone levels dropping. It doesn't matter who you are, guys. This will happen to you. But now, for the first time, we can boost testosterone naturally by 61% with Ageless Male, a safe, natural supplement that helps you maintain normal, healthy testosterone levels. Ageless Male is proven in clinical research to safely boost testosterone by 61%. Healthy testosterone means more vitality, a great outlook, and a healthy sex drive. This is a game changer. Be an Ageless Male. For your risk-free trial, just call 1-800-741-0439. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-741-0439. That's 1-800-741-0439.
The Home Depot's made a special buy on TrafficMaster Oak Laminate Flooring. Now just 68 cents a square foot. It's easy enough to put down because it's click-lock installation. It's tough enough to avoid bending and warping because it's 7 millimeters thick. And you can get enough to cover a few extra rooms since this TrafficMaster Oak Laminate Flooring is now just 68 cents a square foot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm Charles Osgood. To all the loyal customers out there who have rated us highest in customer satisfaction for auto insurance claims experience, we thank you, and thank you. Auto Owners Insurance, ranked highest in customer satisfaction 3 years in a row by J.D. Power and Associates. For award information, visit jdpower.com. Auto Owners Insurance. Promises made, promises kept. To find the independent insurance agent nearest you, visit autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com.
Well, here we are on a very busy Saturday night. It's about 10 o'clock at night, and we're here at Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails at 135 South 6th Avenue, just a block south of Broadway, and we ran into my good friend, Chef Janos Wilder, who's agreed to spend a couple minutes with us. What's going on, Chef?
Matt, thanks for coming into Downtown After Dark. We do this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, live music, half-price bar menu. It's the place to be.
Really is the place to be, and it's so busy around here. Everyone's having such a great time.
It's going on here during the afternoon, too. We do a traditional happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. every day, half-price bar menu, drink specials, and then lunch, dinner, stay for late night. It's happening all the time here.
All with that unique Janos twist, whether it's the great food or the wonderful things happening behind the bar. We just can't get enough of downtown.
Thanks, Matt. So give us a call, 623-7700, or go to the website, downtownkitchen.com.
That sounds great. I think I'll go get a drink. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Over 2,000 fine wines to complement your meal. Experience the very best. You deserve it. This is Bob McMahon. Join me at my place, McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, Swan and Fort Lowell.
Spend an evening with us at 47 Scott and Scott & Co., located downtown Tucson's emerging culinary capital. 47 Scott, serving modern comfort food for both lunch and dinner in a neighborhood bistro setting. A rotating selection of affordable wines and handcrafted cocktails complement our freshly prepared seasonal menu. Sit under the stars on our cozy brick patio or inside in a comfortable urban setting where we focus on excellent service and hospitality. Enjoy a drink before or after your meal at Scott & Co., our small cocktail lounge located directly next door to 47 Scott. With a nod to the cocktail scene of years past, Scott & Co. features seasonal drink creations unlike any other place in Tucson. 47 Scott, located downtown at 47 North Scott Avenue, across the street from the Pennington Parking Garage. Open for lunch Monday through Friday and dinner Monday through Saturday. Online at 47scott.com. For reservations, call 624-4747. That's 624-4747.
Hello, Tucson. This is Melissa D'Arabian from $10 Dinners on the Food Network, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my friend Matt Russell on AM 1330, The Jolt.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell with my celebrity co-host, the Tucson community manager for Yelp.com, is Corey Dane.
It's a big day.
This is a huge day. It's a celebrity day.
It is.
And it's all about you. It's all about you. Welcome to the Corey Dane Show.
I love it.
Matt Russell, the announcer. My job here is done.
There we go.
Talking to Jeff Morrow from the Food Network was a lot of fun.
Man, cool guy.
Yeah, cool
really
guy.
Really cool guy.
And what I love about his sort of mantra is you can make any sandwich into a meal and any meal into a sandwich.
That's
and
awesome.
He's absolutely right. I mean, the couple of shows that I've seen, he really, you know, just rocks your world and shows you what's possible, that a sandwich is really more than just a sum of its parts.
Yeah, if I had a better food perspective, I may have my own show. I did audition 2 years ago, but they weren't that interested
they
in
weren't
me,
that
as,
interested.
As here I sit on the Corey Dane Show with Matt Russell.
You know, life couldn't be better.
Exactly, anyway, exactly. I'm having a great day, nonetheless.
Talking about our culinary escapades, we have the unique privilege, Corey Dane, to be in the presence of royalty ourselves because... the man, you know, his national security team had to come in here and sort of sweep the premises before he arrived.
Check my bag today.
But now, and you've got to take your shoes off and your belt and everything. But, you know, a lot of people take off their belt when they see, you know, Chef Ryan Clark from Lodge on the Desert. What's going on, man?
Well, thanks, Matt. Thanks for having me on. It's great.
Our listeners demand authenticity. And when we talk about great culinary experiences in Tucson, you know, that conversation is just not complete without Ryan Clark being a part of it. So congratulations.
Well, thank you.
On winning Iron Chef Tucson.
Thank you so much. And authenticity is important for us at Lodge on the Desert. Authentic Arizona.
Yeah, you know, and some people say that... and don't really mean it. I mean, you get a sense of there's a lot of people in this community. Well, I shouldn't say a lot of people. There are people in this community that sort of cut corners and get by and talk about local and talk about authenticism and talk about all the sort of the necessary, the mandatory components of a great culinary experience. But the Lodge in the Desert is a manifestation of that commitment.
Certainly. I mean, we've been around forever. We'll get to that later. But a lot of history in the resort. And it's only grown since. I mean, it's been through a couple different owners, but it's a great property. It's beautiful.
And a lot of people are sort of crediting this renaissance of the Lodge in the Desert, which is, you know, this wonderful, iconic property. But just since you sort of landed there, I don't know how long ago, but you really have, I shouldn't say single-handedly, because it takes a village, Ryan Clark.
It does.
that you really have overseen a renaissance movement, really, at the Lodge, that you've sort of recreated the experience for your guests. Talk about that.
Well, certainly. I mean, I was very lucky to come into the property right after renovation. So, you know, $15 million went into the resort, and I was able to take over in food and beverage. And at that time, there wasn't a lot going on, so it was only uphill for me, and we've definitely done a lot.
That's great. Talk about the kind of experience that your guests get when they, you know, when they come into the Lodge in the Desert, particularly for those that have not been there to sort of experience firsthand that encounter, that experience. So walk our listeners through that kind of experience that you want your guests to have.
Certainly. You come in and you'll see the renovations right away. It's a beautiful resort. We have the cactus garden, so you see a lot of that local stuff there in the gardens. And you'll come down across the lawn and come into our bar area. And one of the best margaritas, again, authentic Arizona, all fresh squeezed juices, just really classic. And the food, sourcing all the local farms and all the local artisan farmers around the area. So it's great.
And you do that again in an authentic way. I mean,
certainly.
This is, you're really as close to the source as you can get that plate and that fork, you're there.
Exactly.
That's
it's a
fantastic.
Great place to do it at, too. You know, when you've got a lot of people who are coming to Tucson and staying at the resort to be able to experience that, you know, they may not know that existed and be able to enjoy that.
It's certainly.
Cool,
I mean,
thing.
We're centrally located. So school back in session, you have the university families coming into town, and you know, we see a big pickup from that, and they enjoy it, and we see them every year. They come back.
It's almost like the word that's coming to mind is when I'm talking to you, Chef Ryan Clark, is destination. So the Lodge in the Desert is really about this destination experience, because when you arrive, there's really no reason to go off property while you're there, and certainly go and stay and enjoy the amenities, enjoy the accommodations, and just walk, you know, to the beautiful restaurant, have a wonderful culinary experience, and you've sort of have this great package all together that sort of meet the needs of the mind, the body, and the spirit, really.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of people come in, you know, based on the food. There's already a great place to stay. And sometimes when you think of hotels, you think of that hotel food. But but you come down to the resort, and the food's great. It really backs it up, and we have wonderful service. So it's a full package.
Now, are you participating in the Yelp has an app for that?
I am. I'm standing right next to Mr. Yelp himself.
That's right. It's a very powerful room right now.
This really is. You can feel the energy. I mean, it's just bouncing off of your Chef White's. But anyway, talk a little bit about your appetizer that you've got.
This is a great event. We've seen a lot of pickup from it, and it's wonderful. It gives the community chance to get in, get a $5 appetizer, and we're doing a spinach dip. So a little bit different. It's a fondue style dip, boars and cheese, which is phenomenal.
Oh, yes.
Laughing bird shrimp, sustainably farmed, and then we have some poached artichokes, spinach, and a little bit of toast that we toast off with some garlic oil.
Yeah, and awesome. To call it a spinach dip is, yeah. What you're doing at the Lodge in the Desert is you're challenging people's assumptions about otherwise sort of pedestrian things. You take something like a spinach dip, and you not only just take it up a couple of notches, you take it to a whole other galaxy.
And you can't even go to the freezer section and get that for $5. I mean, no, it's ridiculous that you're putting all that together and giving it to people for $5.
It's a great opportunity. I'm not going to lie. I've snuck out to a couple other restaurants because you got to take advantage. It's a good deal.
Yeah, you got
to
do it. So go see Ryan Clark and taste of his majesty, of his wisdom there at Lodge in the Desert with his great, he calls it spinach dip.
Yeah, exactly.
There's got to be we need to get Yvonne Fouché.
We just threw the spinach dip together.
Exactly. Yes, just another day at the office, huh, Chef? Anyway, Iron Chef Tucson. So you're suiting up for battle. How do you prepare for that kind of experience where you've got, you know, nearly 1,000 people in a room watching you unfold your artistry real time and put together a 4-course meal in 1 hour based on an ingredient that they don't unveil until 5 minutes before you start chopping? I mean, how did you prepare for this magnitude of this event?
Well, certainly, I mean, first of all, it's not just me. I've got my staff, and one of the things that we really dug in on was focusing, and my staff and I really got together, and we just focused. We took 20 minutes before anything started and really sat down and kind of knocked out some game plans with the little bits that we knew.
Right. And so I had the unique privilege of judging that competition, and so I actually had a unique glimpse into your style, into your philosophy, into your dance. I mean, I sat there and watched the way you worked with your culinary team, and it was wonderful. And I think I said this during the competition. I mean, you've got your team so embracing of your vision that you don't need to talk a lot. They can interpret a wink, a nod. They know what chef needs to be done, and that is a testament to your leadership in the kitchen.
Well, we were a young staff. I mean, the oldest person on my staff was one of my sous chefs, Andrew Ruger, at 27.
Right.
And my friend Brandon. I mean, we have known each other for a long time. I worked with Andrew back at Fuego Restaurant with Alan Zeman,
right.
And I've known Brandon since middle school. So. Just a bunch of friends cooking and having a good time.
I love it. And so the big moment arrived where they unveiled the secret ingredient. And what was it, Chef?
Champagne mangoes.
Mangoes. So that means that one guy on your team did nothing but peel mangoes.
Peel mangoes.
So you think, okay, I've got to produce a 4-course meal. At each of the courses needs to represent a mango in some capacity. I think one course had to also represent something, represent Stella Artois
mm-hmm.
as one of the sponsors. So were you excited? Were you nervous? When they said mango, what was the reaction?
We were very excited because it's a versatile ingredient, and we knew we wanted to do a dessert. And what's something better than mangoes to do a dessert with?
Yeah, we're going to get to the dessert in a minute because I think that was my favorite of the 4 courses that I tried because that really represented the entire 3-dimensional encounter from an appearance perspective, from a texture perspective, from a taste perspective, and you can't imagine, Corey Dane, what one human being, well, the team, can do with something like a mango.
Sure, I'd make someone on your chef just for peeling the things. I mean, you guys want to come over and peel some of mine? I think I'd eat more if I had
exactly.
a staff.
So I'm going to ask you to think back to the day that you actually walked away with the belt, you know, and there was a great photo up. Your family was there, and it was an emotional moment. There were tears of joy from the Clark family and Clark household. But 4 courses, each representing mango, start from the beginning.
Sure. We wanted to use mango in a lot of different ways. 4 dishes, but we used the mango in 8 or 9 different ways. So we started off with the mango carpaccio with a rock shrimp salsa. And then we went on to a Stella steamed couscous with mango glazed bacon and a little mango salsa on there. Oh, I know you like the bacon.
I love the way you painted the mango puree on the bacon as it was roasting. I mean, just gorgeous. An attention to detail that is unsurpassed.
Yeah, and then the bacon roasted in the oven and the bacon drippings fell down on our stuffed chicken. We did a pecan roulade of chicken with a mango habanero sauce, mango slaw, and cilantro rice. And then the dessert, of course, mango and whipped brie.
Wow.
Two of the basic food groups. Right? No, three with the Stella, right?
Exactly.
Alongside. So let me make sure that our listeners understand. You've got this oven, and you're literally laying the strips of bacon down directly on the oven rack,
yes,
on the grates, and then right underneath there, you've got the chicken, and it really is just being kissed by the bacon fat.
Yeah, it's exactly.
I love being kissed by bacon fat. That's just it's a personal illness of mine. Anyway, but the whipped brie in that mango, was it a phyllo dough? Am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah, we did a phyllo dough, just crisped it with a little bit of granulated sugar, and gave a nice texture to the dish as well.
So let me ask you this. You're going up against a pretty good chef.
Great chef.
Steve from Red Sky and Luna Bella, world-class chef. You each brought something very unique to the table. I mean, I watched him and his team work with great speed and with great intensity, but when they announced the winner, were you completely shocked or blown away, or did you say, I wasn't gonna enter this competition if I didn't think I could win?
Well, you always want to win. But when we went out there, we definitely knew at the end of that we've given it our all, and at the end of the day, whether we won or not, we were going to be happy.
That's beautiful. Now, how has your life changed? Now you are the Iron Chef of Tucson. Now, there's so many Iron Chef events.
Right.
You know, Tucson Meet Yourself. There's another competition coming up here in the fall. We've got Iron Chef Tucson produced by General Broadcasting. Your life has taken an interesting turn over the last couple of years. What is life like right now for the reigning Iron Chef of Tucson?
Well, this is busy season, and after Iron Chef, I'm not taking any vacations. The calendar is full.
Yeah, I don't think your
he's
boss is going
to
let
be,
you.
Yelp has an app for that. Chef 2011.
There you go.
He's going to need an agent here pretty soon, right? And then you're going to be
on his way.
Then I'm going to be, interviewing you from New York when you've got your own show on the Food Network.
Hey, you never know.
That's how these things happen. Anyway, so I see that you have brought in some of the fruits of your labors to sort of give us the opportunity to kind of taste of Ryan in a very unique way. What did you bring for us to try today?
Certainly. Well, I had to bring the Yelp app.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very smart man.
Oh.
5 stars.
So we've got some spinach dip here with our toast.
There he goes.
With our toast points.
Just some spinach dip.
Okay, and it looks like it's served in a beautiful sort of individual. Is it like a cast iron?
Yeah, a little cast iron.
That's huge. So now people get. I mean, that's a honking portion right there.
It's a big dish.
Why didn't you bring enough for Corey? And did I not tell you that I was going to have a celebrity co-host? So let's give it a shot, Corey Dane.
Just
right off the bat, beautifully creamy, some vibrant colors of green. Looks like some beautiful yellow onions in there. Not overwhelmingly thick. So it's not like you need a chisel to get through it. So the texture is something that I'm looking forward to, especially when it goes on this crispy toast point. But as we eat, and we can't eat and talk at the same time, give our listeners a sense of the kinds of things you think are going to be going on inside of our mouths.
Oh, okay. Well, definitely you're going to get the shrimp, which is nice and sweet. It's Laughing Bird shrimp. Again, we talked about sustainably raised. We use a program called Clean Fish, and it's a great program that helps agriculture. And we use a lot of different products. We use Loch Dwart salmon. We use Fisherman's Daughter shrimp. And it's really just a great product. And you're definitely going to pick up that Boar's and cheese. And the creaminess, of course. It's going to have a different texture than your normal spinach dip.
All right, it's rude to talk with your mouthful, but I got it because that's amazing.
You know, and I've got a full-service board operator, too, because Sydney just handed me a wad of napkins.
That's very tasty.
So the sauce there, the Boursin is not overpowering. It just gives you that sort of accent and almost harkens back to those days of our youth where we really first started eating Boursin cheese. And so it's this wonderful walk down memory lane, but it's sort of modernized again with this, with the fresh vegetables, the fresh spinach. How did you come up with sort of the integration of all of these flavors into this wonderful dip?
You know, sometimes we just play with things in the restaurant, and this is kind of something that we've adapted with different ingredients. You know, we've added shrimp, we've added pork belly to this, which is really good. You can't go wrong with pork fat. So lots of different things we've adapted to this one dish, and it's just been a really good seller.
Absolutely delicious. Now, what are you thinking about a beverage to complement this app? People are going to come in, and again, get that for $5 is unheard of.
Got to go for the beer.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. Happy Hour Lodge on the Desert. It's from 4 to 6, 350 drafts. We have some great microbrews.
Can you you order that at the bar, too?
Yep, in the bar.
There you go.
You got it.
Got some great craft beers on tap.
Yep.
Wonderful operation there at the Lodge on the Desert. No, I can't take it anymore, Chef. I mean, you brought something else for us to try. We
yeah.
Got about 30 seconds before we do our trivia question. I hope that you've come prepared with a question to ask our listeners.
Certainly.
If not,
certainly.
You know, we'll we got you covered. But what, pray tell, have you seen reason, you know, fit to put before our eyes right here?
Well, we've got one of our signature desserts here. This is our Ancho Chocolate Torte. So a nice truffle custard torte, cookie crust, and we made a little raspberry puree with white wine. And then you'll get a little bit of the ancho chili powder up on top. Just makes it, you know, a little fruity flavor, kind of spicy.
Okay, so you wow. brought one. You brought one fork.
I brought one fork. So you guys
got,
can share.
Corey's got an interesting option
here. I could go hog wild, just hands and mouth.
I'm literally using my hands, It's really not easy to do because it's just so gorgeous and creamy.
Well,
I don't know what to do. I think I better eat it.
And the Tucson weather definitely tempered it up.
So you got some heat in there.
Yeah, a little spicy, but ancho really picks out a nice fruitiness to go with the chocolate.
Oh my word!
Very nice.
Oh, and that just
wow.
That is a powerhouse, gorgeous. Again, but not this dense, heavy. You have this, and you're thinking, "Oh my goodness, I got to check out for the next few hours." It's light. I mean, it's gorgeous in appearance, but it's light and creamy. It's not this dense sensation.
Perfect for this time of year.
Beautiful for this time of year, with some beautiful fresh fruit, with all kinds of great colors.
We might have Ancho a little Yelp has a dessert for that right here.
Yeah, can we start that this afternoon?
Like pushing the envelope. We have another week-long promotion right here.
We're talking with Chef Ryan Clark, the executive chef at Lodge on the Desert. In fact, Iron Chef Ryan Clark, who has really made a couple of guys very, very happy here in the Jolt Studios. Anyway, we want to give our listeners the chance to experience Lodge on the Desert for the first time, for the second time, who knows. But we want to be able to share the love that we're experiencing right now. And sometimes I don't like to share the love, but it's 5:50 and I really want to do that. So our trivia question, not too easy, not too difficult, something that's going to get the calls coming into the studio. What's our trivia question of the week, Chef?
Well, the trivia question is that there's obviously a lot of history to Lodge on the Desert. And there was a family that originally owned Lodge on the Desert just before they sold and it became a lodge. What time did that family come in to Tucson and buy the property?
So what year?
What year?
What year did the family come in and buy the property and transform it into the Lodge on the Desert? Is that fair?
Fair enough.
Fair enough. Okay, if you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now at 529-3508. Again, 529-3508 for a chance to win a gift card to Lodge on the Desert. It's going to be a lot of fun. Good luck. Start your dialing, and we'll be right back.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home. In your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100. 800 or check them out online at entouragetucson.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell and celebrity co-host from Yelp.com, Corey Dane.
I just tried calling in with the answer and I was hung up on.
Yeah, you're
I wanted that.
You're
I
not
wanted,
eligible.
I wanted that gift certificate.
We're having a wonderful, gorgeous, creamy boursin and spinach cheese dip with some crispy toast points and this ancho chocolate. To even call it a cake is almost a misnomer. I mean, it's like it's just goodness. It's ancho chocolate goodness. That's what happens. We've got a trivia question on the table. This famous family that moved into Tucson and sort of transformed this great property into Lodge on the Desert did it in a particular year, and we want to know the year that that happened. And if you think you know the answer, give us a call, 529-3508, for a chance to win a gift card for Lodge on the Desert. And we're going to go to caller number one, and his name is John. John, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Well, thank you for listening. Congratulations for getting in. I mean, this is a very competitive situation that we have going here. Anyway, everybody wants to get a piece of Ryan Clark, that's for sure. But anyway, what year did this place become the Lodge on the Desert?
Was it 1931?
1931. Chef?
1931 is not correct.
Anyway, how about a hint? Up or down?
It's a little bit up.
It's a little bit up, so it happened a little bit more recently. Is that it?
A little bit more recently.
Okay, anyway, John, thanks so much for calling. That opens up a line at 529-3508. Again, 529-3508 for a chance to win a gift card for Lodge on the Desert to experience the wonderful work of Chef Ryan Clark, Iron Chef Ryan Clark. He wants to know what year the Lodge on the Desert came to be. What year did that great family come into town and take control of this great property and transform it into something that we all love and know ourselves? We've got another caller coming in. Anyway, Sydney is very busy working the switchboard. People think
people
they know the answer.
People want that gift certificate. I told you, I tried calling her. She hung up on me. You're disqualified.
John called in with a guess 1931. That was a little too long ago. And we're going to go to the next caller. His name is David. Hey, David, what say you?
It was 32.
1932.
Oh, David, sorry.
No!
Close.
David. Oh, but he says close. Anyway, David, thanks for listening and thanks for calling. You can try it again if you'd like. I mean, we're nice guys. That opens up a line at 529-3508. Again, 529-3508. 1931 is wrong. 1932 is wrong. Chef says we're close
with
1932.
Close. I mean, John and David, get your ring back.
Man, oh, man. Anyway, there Sydney is busily answering the phone. So anyway, tell our listeners exactly where the Lodge on the Desert is located.
Lodge on the Desert, 306 North Alvernon Way. So we're just north of Broadway on Alvernon, just on the east side there.
Okay, great. A special place in the hearts of the Russell family, let me assure you.
All right.
We're going to go to the next caller. Her name is Barbara. Hey, Barbara, what year did this place come to be?
1934,
Barbara says.
1934, that is incorrect.
Oh, Barbara.
I am so sorry.
Oh,
we're getting there, though. We're very close.
We're headed in the right direction, right?
We are.
Okay. Barbara, thanks so much for calling. Our next caller is... Our next caller is Ike. I love that name. Ike. Anyway, I hear the sense of confidence in your voice, Ike. I think you might know the answer. What year did this all go down?
I'm going to say 1933.
1933.
No, that is incorrect.
Oh, my goodness. So 31 is incorrect. 32 is incorrect. 33 is at 34. So, you know, we might be getting close anyway. Thanks so much for listening. You might want to try again. That opens up a line at 529-3508. Again, 529-3508. And we're going to go to John. Welcome to On the Menu Live. What year?
36.
1936.
36 is correct.
1936.
Right,
way to go, John. Anyway, we're running out of time. Don't go away. I want you to stay on the line because Sydney is going to get all your information, and it's going to be Chef Ryan Clark's privilege to send you a gift card in the mail to experience Lodge on the Desert for yourself.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. That's a long time ago, Chef.
Yeah, it is. And we were talking about the history at the resort, and that's something that we wanted to point out. We've been here a long time, and we're still doing it.
I love it. And website address? You got a Facebook presence?
Yeah, www.lodgeonthedesert.com. You can check us out on Facebook and Twitter.
After Wonderful. You go there, you can go ahead and write a review for them.
You can write a review for them.
Yelp.com.
Anyway, Chef Ryan Clark, thank you so much for everything you continue to do for this community, not the least of which is putting food in my mouth, which is something that I celebrate on a regular occasion. Long been a fan of yours. Love watching your ascension to the throne of Iron Chef, and I know you've got a great career in front of you. And Corey Dane, thanks so much for everything you do with Yelp.com. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Listen, if you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to rerun this Saturday at noon right here on AM 1330. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell, Corey Dane, and Ryan Clark reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Have a great weekend.